there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. That's a beautiful song and a beautiful message, and I don't know of anything better that any child could know than the fact that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was talking to some young people this morning, and sometimes it seems like perhaps you're a little lonely in the world, but you know, you have something that the world, people who are sinners and don't know Jesus as their Savior, you have something that they don't know anything about. A Christian young person has peace in their heart and security and hope and a knowledge that the Lord Jesus has a blueprint for your life, and there's security there that others don't know anything about. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I sure hope you'll receive Him before this broadcast is over today. And I hope if you haven't written the Children's Bible Club already, that we'll hear from you this week. Just send your letter to Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. But it's easier and quicker to email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. It wouldn't take you but a jiffy to type me off a note. Let us know the radio station you hear and a little bit about yourself. It would be great fun to get your email. So take time today to write me and send your email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. I'll be looking to hear from you.
And now, here's the choir again.
His great resurrection, and join in faith.
people are never satisfied. The more they get, the more they want. And that was certainly true of King Ahab. He must have been spoiled when he was a little baby, and his mama and daddy gave him everything in the country, because when he became grown, even became king of the whole country of Israel, he still acted like a spoiled brat. And that is terrible, isn't it, boys and girls? Well, let me tell you how it happened. He became king. He had a royal palace. He had a high throne. He had power. He had servants. He had a high name. He had everything he wanted at his fingertips, it would have seemed. But yet he never could be satisfied. And that's how it was that one day he looked out the palace window, and next to the land that was belonging to the royal kingdom lay a beautiful little farm that belonged to a man called Naboth. Now, it was personal property. It had been Naboth's family for years. But Ahab stood in front of the window, and he began to stroke his chin, and he got to thinking about how beautiful that little patch of ground would be for an herb garden. Oh, he didn't need anything important. I mean, it wouldn't be a matter of life and death for food for a garden or anything really important, but it would make a beautiful little herb garden, and he wanted it. And the more he thought about it, the more he wanted it. And pretty soon he said, "Well, I'm the king. If I want it, I guess I shall have it." So he got his chariot and his driver took him right down to Naboth's yard, drove up into the yard, and there stood humble Naboth, humble little farmer, humble servant, standing before the king. Naboth." "Yes, sir." I want to buy your farm. "My, what?" "Why, this farm, this little dinky farm you have here." "Well, don't act so stunned, man. I'll pay you for it. Or if you don't want money, I'll trade you another piece of property for it, if that'll suit you any better. But I want this land right here. It lies right next to the palace, and it would make a beautiful little herb garden for me, and it would be a great source of pleasure for my eyes to look out and be able to see it, and I want it, Naboth." And Ahab was so used to having everything he ever wanted, people bowing down and giving anything he his little heart desired, till he expected Naboth to bow to the ground and say, "Oh, King, I'm so honored that you would want my humble little farm." But Naboth didn't do that. He said, "Oh, sir, I'm very highly honored that you should think that much of my little piece of property, but, oh, I'm sure you'll understand, sir, I just can't sell it." And Ahab couldn't believe his ears. "Can't sell it? You don't understand, man. I'm the king, and you're just a loyal subject. You must sell it to me." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but you see, this property has been in my family for years. My father tilled this soil, and my grandfather, and, oh, you know the law of God says that all the land is to be handed down generation to generation, and the land is to stay within the family that God gave it to originally." "Huh, God! What time had Ahab for God? He was busy tending to his own business. God didn't mean anything to him. Right now, all that mattered to him was getting this little patch of ground that he had in mind." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. If it were anything else I could do for you, I would be most glad to, but I just can't. You see, God's given me this little land and this little home, and I just can't sell it for whatever price you'd offer." Ahab mounted back into the chariot and rode off to the royal palace in a royal huff. He stormed right up the marble staircase into his royal bedroom and flung himself on the bed, turned his face toward the wall, and I wish you could have seen it. He pouted like a spoiled baby. I suppose his cheeks were puffed out and his eyes were red, and he was laying there heaving, trying to make everybody know how upset he was. And about that time his wife Jezebel, wicked woman that she was, came into the room. "Why, my darling Ahab, whatever is wrong? And he's just like a spoiled child again. I didn't even answer her. Ahab, I say, what's wrong, my dear?
Aye.
Well, come on and tell me. Tell Jezebel what's wrong.
Well, I wanted to buy Naboth's vineyard, and he wouldn't sell it to me.
Do you mean Naboth wouldn't do what you wanted him to?
No, he said that God gave him that land. It'd been in the family for generations, and he wasn't about to sell it.
Well, who does he think he is? Aren't you the king?
Oh, honey, never you mind. You get up and come on and eat and dry your eyes, and I'll see that you get it. And she did. Wicked queen that she was, she told some of the city officers to have a big feast and get Naboth right in front of the whole crowd. And then while all the limelight was right on him, to two men, evil sons of Belial, to come up and tell a terrible lie on Naboth and said that he'd been a traitor against the country. And they did it. They minded the old wicked queen. And it wasn't long before Naboth, unwarned, unarmed, without any reason, was carried off outside the city and killed. And Ahab, not caring that a human life was destroyed, not caring that Naboth's family was heartbroken and sad and lonely, not caring for anything but himself, Ahab went down and took over Naboth's vineyard. Oh, God pronounced terrible judgment on Ahab for this. He said, because of this you'll be destroyed, and Jezebel will be destroyed in a terrible way, and your descendants will be wiped out, too. And so it was a terrible judgment God sent. Oh, listen, boys and girls, don't put off salvation. Don't let selfishness and wickedness and pouting and being spoiled be the God of your life, wanting your own way. Turn your heart and life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be saved today and have your life changed and your desires changed by Him so that you can be content with whatever God provides. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.